Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. A lot of ways you can listen to the junks. You can also watch us on the Monument Sports Network.
Radio's the one seed, though. Like, we can't stress that enough. Please listen on 106.7 The Fan, if you can.
We're also brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Coming up at 8 o'clock, got a couple of announcements. Stay tuned for that. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, Qadri Ismail joins us. 10-year NFL vet, Super Bowl champ with the Baltimore Ravens. He's a co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame shows on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. So we will get into the preseason game. But, of course, it's 7 o'clock. That means it's time to hit the skins. And, of course, it was the last day of training camp. Brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico.
All right, boys. So I think a lot of us were really kind of taken aback that they decided to kind of pull the plug on B-Rob. You know, that he had lit the world on fire but thought he was a proven veteran. But it's obvious they are moving on. And I think some of us questioned what would the market be like for him. Certainly, I think we all thought he'd find a roster. And while he's still here, on a Commanders roster, one of the reasons why they haven't probably let him go yet is because there's been reportedly a lot of interest.
A lot of interest?
I mean, I got seven teams that have been mentioned.
That seems like a lot. That's seven, more than I would think would have been interested.
Teams. Yeah, according to like Diana Russini. Mm-hmm. And then here's another account that I just learned of. It's called Ricky Scoops. And he's got like 50,000 followers. And somebody says he's been all over it. Like a lot of his little scoops so far this year have been correct.
Okay.
According to those, you've got the Dolphins are the front runners, apparently. The Dolphins.
Okay. Well, they've got Devon Achane dealing with a calf injury at this point. So, I mean, I guess that could make sense.
The Dolphins, the 49ers.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns. A lot of these teams we've talked about.
Yep.
The New Orleans Saints. The Houston Texans.
Texans definitely makes sense. Joe Mixon dealing with what appears to be a chronic ankle injury. And Nick Chubb is the backup. So that makes sense.
Kansas City Chiefs. What's their?
I mean, Isaac Pacheco is there. They drafted Breshard Smith out of SMU, like in the mid rounds, I want to say. So but not super deep there.
You get a chance to pick up a guy's. You know, if you play him, he'll give you 800 yards.
Yep.
And then the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now I don't know if they would really want to deal him in division, but it doesn't seem like Adam Peters is that worried about that. I mean, he dealt Jahan Dotson in the division to the Eagles, so like he.
Yeah.
If that's a good deal, like he would deal them to the Cowboys.
I think if there wasn't significant interest, I think they would have just moved on and released them.
Right, he would have been cut by now.
I think it would have been cut by now. I think
still could happen.
Still could happen, but I'm guessing that they find some compensation, that there's enough demand for Brian out there, and there should be. The guy's been in the league 3 years.
He's been productive.
He's been productive, not super productive.
He's a good NFL player.
So the cutdown day is on Tuesday. Tuesday, 4 o'clock is when they have to release everybody and reduce the roster to 53. So they still have a little time.
There's still some time. Of course, they have their final preseason game, noon tomorrow, Cakes. And that will be at Northwest Stadium, correct? They'll be at Northwest Stadium if you want to watch the game. Let's see, depending upon where you live, if you're here in D.C., you could catch it on WSA, Channel 9. If you're in Baltimore, you catch it on WJZ 13. If you're in Norfolk, out in that vicinity, it's WTKR. In Richmond, WRLH, that's Fox 35. In Roanoke, WZBJ. So it's out there. How many are going to be able to endure four quarters of Sam Hartman and Josh Johnson? I don't know. I don't think any of the starters realistically are going to see some playing time. Maybe a couple special teams guys. I don't know.
Chalk me up for a half to see any sort of last position battles. But if you're watching into the fourth quarter of the third preseason game, you either have money on it or you're just a sicko Commanders degenerate. You have to watch every single minute of every game.
We know there is a lot of fluidity. Even after they get cut down to the final 53, the expanded practice squad now basically gets them to, what, 70? I think it's something like that.
Okay.
So there are a lot of guys there fighting for the back end of the 53. They're fighting to be on the practice squad. And you know, watching an NFL season unfold, these guys get called up all the time. Now, maybe just for a game or two because of an injury need or something.
Your practice squad's important.
The practice squad is important. So there's a lot of jobs out there for guys. You know, some position battles that that are maybe more interesting than others for the fans. I think receiver, right? Not that these back end of the guys particularly make an impact, but
might need to this year.
They might. I mean, is a guy like Ja'Cory Brooks going to find his way onto the back end of the roster, or is he going to be released and then signed to the practice squad? I think for sure he secured a practice squad spot. What about a guy like Chris Moore? A veteran, but a guy that's dropped a lot of balls. What about a guy like Michael Gallup coming out of retirement? A veteran success in the league. Where do these guys fit in?
We've just seen so little in the preseason. I mean, the second preseason game when Jaden plays, he doesn't even throw a pass.
Right.
Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman, I believe, combined for 10 completions. That was it. 10 completions.
At the very best, Sam Hartman can hope for some grace in a practice squad spot.
I don't
see how you could have him as a QB3. Maybe it's just because of the offseason shoulder surgery and he just, you know, doesn't have that arm strength, but there's just no way he could.
I just don't even know if he's worth practice squad at this point.
I don't know.
He might just be a thank you for your service, bye bye, best of luck elsewhere.
Maybe they just like him. For whatever reason, like having him around.
Okay.
Morale guy.
He's buddies with Jaden.
He's buddies with Jaden. I don't know. But they kept him around last year. But it's very difficult to see him unseating Josh Johnson. That's if they keep even three. The running back room, of course, obviously we've been discussing that a lot. It's guaranteed, I think, Austin Eckler, Kroski Merritt, Chris Rodriguez, and Jeremy McNichols. After that,
Those guys are locks. Where's
a guy like Dimitri Felton land? I know they like the versatility of Kaz Allen. Is it going to be another year of the practice squad for him?
You're going to see a lot of those guys getting carries tomorrow against the Ravens. Those last two names that you mentioned. Because I don't think there's any scenario where you see Bill getting carries. I don't think Rodriguez gets any. Eckler's probably doesn't get any work tomorrow. It's going to be the back end of the roster guys for, you know, up and down all the positions.
Yeah, and then defensively, I don't know. I mean, would they even play a guy like Kane Medrano, the linebacker, undersized sort of linebacker from UCLA?
I mean,
maybe. I think he's probably a lock for the roster. I think maybe like a Carlin Vigors that will get some playing time, try to figure out where he fits in. Is he a practice squad guy? I don't know. It's going to be one of those games, though, where you got to be a real diehard to hang in there for four quarters.
Is Jordan McGee still banged up? I mean, I'd like to see something out of him if he's available and healthy.
What about a guy like Jalen Lane? He's already secured his spot, right?
He's a lock.
So they won't play him? Because I actually like seeing what he's flashing. They got to play Luke McCaffrey, right? Got to give him reps.
He'll probably get some time.
Right. So
have to prepare for Terry not being there.
Right.
They want Terry to be there, but they have to prepare for who's going to be lining up next to Deebo Samuel.
If you overall had to say who are your big winners and who are your big losers from training camp, Cakes, do any jump out of you? Well, obviously, Bill.
Bill's the biggest winner.
I
think Rodriguez is a big winner with Robinson departing or soon to be departing.
I would say I think Mikey Sanistrel. I think Noah is a big winner.
Yep.
I'd say Quan Martin has been a big winner. I would say even Jacob Martin has been a big winner from reports.
You know what else? I mean, it's number three quarterback spot, but Josh Johnson.
I think he's been decent.
I mean,
he's been decent
again,
as a number three guy.
I advocate for just keep Jaden, obviously, and Mariota. If you want to keep a young practice squad developmental guy, and look, I like Josh Johnson. Guy's an NFL survivor. You feel good for that guy. He's latched onto a bunch of different teams, had a long run in the NFL. I just don't know if he's that necessary to keep on your roster.
I think a loser, unfortunately, super nice guy, buddies with our boy Matt Valdez. I think Cole Turner is going to be on the outside looking in, unfortunately. I think he has some ability, but it's just not working out. What other losers, Cakes? Who's been a, I think Luke McCaffrey on some level
he's on the loser side.
Sam Hartman.
Sam Hartman for sure.
It's kind of the opposite of the guys you said were winners, right?
Well,
so Josh Johnson winner, Sam Hartman loser.
Yeah.
You know, the running backs you mentioned, Brian Robinson loser.
Brian Robinson clearly loser, but he's going to find a spot and may end up in a better place. If say a team like the Chiefs sign him and he's able to play a full season and, you know, have some postseason success and, you know, revitalize his career, he'd be a big winner.
Shares the backfield with Isaiah Pacheco. That's not a bad spot.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's tough. I root for these guys, all of them. I hope for all of them to find a spot somewhere. But it's going to be a difficult next few days. Let's go to Cowboy Todd here for a second. I hesitate to do this. It says a dumb theory involving Terry. Wasn't his dumb theory before that Terry and the team had already agreed to a deal?
Yes.
And they're just, I know, they're holding out for some reason. Have you adjusted that theory, Todd?
No, not whatsoever. Terry will be there week one. Michael Parsons will be there week one. It's all about Hard Knocks. They're just going to get ratings for opening season. They've got to talk about something. They're going to put something on the
ratings.
Do you think they care about Hard Knocks?
Of course, they get a piece of Hard Knocks. The NFL gets a piece of Hard Knocks. Might as well. You
realize
2 weeks
what a
on
drop
the
in the bucket that is?
Yeah.
They sell two jerseys. They make from Hard Knocks.
Yeah, well, I understand, but they're all about the money. They're going to get every dollar. They get every dollar from every stadium. I'm telling you, Terry will be there. It's all a ruge. It's there.
What? Can you spell that?
No way you can spell it.
Hold on, Cowboy Todd. Can you use that word in a different sentence and spell it for us?
All right. Rouge. It is when you think something's happening over here and something's really going on over there.
All right, spell
Rouge.
Spell it.
Spell that, please.
R-U-G-H-E.
Yes. Rouge. Nailed it. You crushed it. By the way, the gas fumes are killing the few brain cells that are still left in Cowboy Todd's head.
Do we know what's the highest level of education you attained? You didn't graduate high school, did you, Cowboy?
No, I didn't graduate.
GED at least?
Yeah, I think he maybe.
No, negative one. GED.
did you finish 10th grade?
Yes, finished 10th.
What about
never finished 11th or 12th?
Did not finish 11th or 12th. That's
brutal.
But he's successful.
I mean,
it took him a while, but he found his niche and is successful.
He actually has a very attractive wife.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of kids.
He can procreate.
Now, he's been in jail a lot.
I know, but the last decade, he's been...
Have you been in jail in the last decade?
No, negative.
Last decade, he's been doing well. He's killing it.
Was there some sort of lawsuit against you for some shady business?
Yeah, I didn't have the correct business license, and they caught me for embezzling money and not paying taxes.
Those are bad things, generally.
It's kind of bad, but is that behind you?
Way behind me.
All right.
Way behind him. Why?
I'm just curious. Do you have any legal issues that you have to have concern with right now?
No. Other than paying back taxes. That's it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you do owe some back taxes?
Sure.
Could you imagine him trying to fill out tax forms back in the day?
No. Can you imagine Cowboy Todd trying to do his own taxes?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Can't you just plead stupid?
Yeah. TurboTax, I'm telling you. I can do it.
You're a TurboTax guy. All right. Well, God bless you.
All right, so they're going to sign everybody's going to sign last second because of Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks, I'm telling you, everybody's going to be there week one. They're there. I'm telling you, put the money on the bank or do your 401k.
Right.
Put it on
there. Do you have one of those? You don't have any. You don't have any retirement money.
How diversified are you, Cowboy Todd?
Diversify. Definition.
In other words, do you have like money in a retirement account, like a Roth IRA, like, you know, 401k?
No, Powerball, Mega Millions.
Good answer.
Rouge.
All right, buddy.
It's a rouge.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Cowboys. All right, stay out of jail.
That guy is endlessly entertaining.
Been like over 10 years. Dude, I know a lot of guys that
don't. He's turned his life around.
I know a lot of guys that don't go to college, and that's great. He didn't finish 11th grade.
Yeah, he said,
I don't know that many.
He's like, I'm halfway through high school. I'm good.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need any more of this education.
I don't know that many guys that stopped at 10th grade.
He is the only person I know that did not finish high school.
Yeah.
He's it. He is a one of one.
Right.
That Cowboy Todd.
But he is a good dude. He is fun to hang out with.
Very good dude.
So,
Very nice.
Somewhat big day tomorrow, noon. You can watch it here locally on CBS. And then next week, that'll be, I don't know, what is the final cut down day? Is
it Tuesday.
Tuesday.
4 p.m.
It'll be the day where all the leaks start coming out and you start hearing who's staying and who's going.
But see if they pick anybody up from other teams.
Right. And then I would think.
Filling out your practice squads.
I would think next week, I'd say probably by like Wednesday, Thursday, we got to know something on Terry. One way or the other. If it's not resolved by Wednesday or Thursday, we got a major problem.
Yeah, because that's like late August at that point. Then you're
going into preparation for week one.
Yeah, you're a week out from the
You're opener. Literally into preparation for week one.
Yeah.
So this has got to be coming to a head here one way or the other. And at this point, I don't even care what they do. Just resolve
Let's just
it
get this thing done.
One way or the other. And not being him staying at home, sitting
down. We had a bet. I think three of us played the game, picking the exact date that Terry would sign his extension.
Yep.
We all whiffed.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't we do it again?
Well, first of all, I don't want to pick the exact date. It's impossible to do.
It's just for fun.
We can throw a Jackson dart at it.
Look, I think we'll be lucky if they come to some sort of resolution by the middle of next week. By like Wednesday or Thursday at the latest.
I think September 1st is a good like ultimatum date.
It's getting kind of late.
That's less than a week from the opener against the Giants.
That's getting pretty.
Because they play September 7th.
Late.
That would be Monday, September 1st.
Yes.
Do you also care to make a prediction on Brian Robinson?
Labor Day.
Where he's going to wind up?
Yeah. Do they find a suitor? And then who's it going to be?
I think they will find a suitor. I'm going to go with the Houston Texans. Because Joe Mixon, he's had this injury issue for at least the last two seasons. It's kind of lingered. And you can't go into a season with Nick Chubb as your backup and be confident. Brian Robinson will be a Houston Texan within a few days.
All right.
That's my prediction.
Cart that up.
Anybody else?
I don't know. I might go with Ricky Scoops, who says the Dolphins.
Okay. I can see that happening, too.
My guy Ricky Scoops, who I've just discovered.
Devon Achane's fantasy stock plummeting right now.
Right.
It's going down.
Right.
Not great.
I do think they're going to get some compensation for him.
They probably will. Hopefully that happens.
Got 7 or 8 teams interested in it.
Yep.
And you should be able to pull something.
Should have
out of
a
you.
Little bit of a market there.
Yeah. Phone number's 1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Kadra Ismail will give us the Raven side of things. He used to play with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl. Now he's an analyst, co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame shows on WJZ TV in Baltimore. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Plus, got a couple announcements coming up at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.